kwazwayo imuri yeZimbabwe ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection linami uMike Hove. What's good muri yeZimbabwe. If you're joined in right now, you're tuned into The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Welcome. Mthakazo muhle, ngiyalamukela nonke wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo The Connection linami uMike Hove. You're tuned into The Connection on Tuesday, the 12th of May 2020, muri yeZimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Nasim Chirongwa Muria Zimbabwe, we continue the discussion on umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Shirwele che coronavirus. Tonight on this connection, we look to continue the discussion on COVID-19. However, focus is going to be placed on Zimbabwe's education sector. How is umkhuhlane we coronavirus affecting the nation's educational sector? However, we're not just looking to focus on that. Sabe si kangela njalo, si qhubekela phambili, highlighting some of the works that abantu abasakhulayo are doing in the community to help the less fortunate during isikhathi lesi ilizwe lokuhlelo lwe lockdown. Sikhangela njalo ukuthinta ukukhangela lokho okwenzakalayo kwamanye amazwe kwele Africa ukuthi how are other African nations are fighting umkhuhlane we coronavirus. But now, before we delve deeper into the nation's education sector, let's touch a little, let me give you guys a little a couple of updates. Ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni when we're talking about umkhuhlane we coronavirus. So qala emhlabeni jikelele, as we speak, over 4,200,000 people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. Ngiyaphinda njalo, 4,200,000 people tested positive for COVID-19. The death toll has risen to over 280,000 people that have lost life due to COVID-19. Now, as we check local kwenzakalayo elizweni kwele Zimbabwe, the number is also increasing. As we speak, 37 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Four dead. The death toll has not changed. However, the number of people that have recovered has changed. The last time we spoke, lapho uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, it was only 5 people who had recovered for COVID-19. Kodwa, as we speak, 12 people have recovered for COVID-19. Now, in a tweet that was most recently released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare elizweni, Zimbabwe, and I quote, has recorded over 22,000 COVID-19 tests. 12,498 are a result of rapid screening testing, and 10,598 are a result of a PCR diagnostic test. So today, andiyo nyaya tshange tichi bata muri Zimbabwe tshange tichi tarisa zviri kuitika munyika when we're talking about chirwere che coronavirus. Before we delve deeper into the educational education sector, let us touch a little a couple of things from the health sector. Let us head over to the Minister of Health, Honorable Obadiah Moyo. Yesterday, he addressed the media whereby he was updating the nation about the upgrades that are happening at Beatrice Road Infectious Diseases Hospital, whereby he was also addressing the media alongside Honorable Opa Muchinguri Kashiri, who is a Zimbabwe's Minister of Defense. She also is part of the Interministerial Task Force. Let's head over to the video that we're about to play, which is courtesy of the Facebook page of the Ministry of Health and Childcare. This is Honorable Obadiah Moyo.
We as the Minister of Health are very grateful for all the assistance that is being given, you know, by the task force, Interministerial Task Force, going all over the country, ensuring that our facilities are up to scratch, you know, so that we can be able to admit patients without any fear. Like this unit here is going to be one of the best units in the country. The quality of workmanship that is being carried out here is also really excellent. You know, so this is exactly what we want. We want to be able to have adequate facilities where we can be able to house all our patients and be able to look after the patients in a facility which has got everything that is available, rather than having to move patients from place to place. The benefit that is also there is for our members of staff. You know, we want our members of staff to be working in a facility which is clean and where they will not get infections. You know, so the setup here and the standards which are being set here will enable us to be able to control infection. That is the key issue. The toilets are being revamped, the shower units, everywhere. You know, everything is being set in the correct manner. So this is great work, and we support it.
Mavakunzwakuna, Honorable Obadiah Moyo, Zimbabwe's Minister of Health. He was addressing the media Izolo alongside Minister of Defense Forces, Honorable Opa Mchinguri Kashiri. She is also a member of the Interministerial Task Force. He was basically briefing the media ebachasela ngempela ukuthi kahle what progress has been done ngale ePietrisa Infectious Diseases Hospital when they're talking about upgrading the facility to ensure ukuthi it can manage COVID-19 related cases. Saka ndizo zviri kuitika munyika muri Zimbabwe, as we speak, 37 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 12 have recovered, and 4 have died. As we speak, we're on radio. Tiri kutefenyura pa radio pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency, sikona njalo 4930 6040 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. I must remind you, Muriya Zimbabwe, that the program that you're tuned into right now, The Connection, Mwenene, Mike Hove, Tine Urombo, Neguti, Atikwaniso Kupai Chongwa, Ichisemazuwa. Also, earlier on, I mentioned that we're broadcasting from my couch in Maryland, Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, we have all been forced to work from home due to COVID-19. Jisine, Muriya Zimbabwe, Tinitese, Tinipanu, Pachongwa, Chodu, Chemechi, Niki, Uhlelo, The Connection, Lilami, Mike Hove. If you're looking to give your input, like who's to mezela umlayezelo ku WhatsApp, kunombolo ethi +12024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo, +12024650318. Abafisa ukuxoxa lami, ngikhona ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram @BigMike3, BigMyke3. That's the username. Saka tshange tshikwanisa kukurukura pa Instagram ne pa Twitter. As we speak, tilipo pa ma Facebook page edu matatu pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7. So if you're looking to watch the program, you can tune in on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Nepa VOA Studio 7. Magatira chongwa chedu chelo chitniki, ushelo The Connection, Lilami Umaiku Hove. Coronavirus, the impact that COVID-19 has on the education sector. That's the focus of tonight's discussion. Now, joining me are a couple of panelists, all in different walks of life. Some are students, some are educators, some are students that recently graduated. I look forward to having that conversation, and others are tech IT specialists. Now, the first person we're going to head over to is Ingoko Enyenze Lo Melissa Chingwanangwana. Melissa is an educator, ungaphansi ukwenhlanganiso Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Saka, Muzvare Chingwanangwana, murairidzi vanodzidzisa kumaruwa uko. We touched on this issue. Yokuti, chirwere che COVID-19, how has it affected students and teachers? How has it affected the education sector in Zimbabwe? Now, Melissa highlights several different things. Amongst them is we touch on the issue of e-learning, seeing as though pane lockdown. Kuna zvimwewo zvikoro munyika that have now resorted to e-learning as a means to ensure kuti vana vechikoro havasarire kumashure, abantwana vesikolo ngeke basale ngemva nxa sesikhuluma ngendaba zemfundo. So let's head over to the interview I had Lo Melissa Chingwanangwana, owenhlanganiso Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Umelissa uzabe esichazisela ngobunengi ukuthi kahle what are teachers having to go through during this national lockdown? 1, 2, what are students having to encounter? And of course, we touch on the issue of e-learning.
Ukusetshenziswa kwe-internet yinto enhle kakhulu ngoba uhambelana lezinto ezenzakala kulezi nsuku. Ngakhangelwa amazwe amaningi asesebenzisa i-internet leya ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana benelise lokuzibalela ekunje. So abantwana bahlezi emakhaya, kodwa akutsho ukuthi abasabali. Uyenelisa ukuthi asebenzise i-internet leya ukuthi adinge ezinye izinto abe ezibalela.
Eningi labantu elizweni baphila emaphandleni lapho babhekane lodubo lokuswelakala kogetsi, njalo
abalazo izinto ezifunakalayo ukuze bathole ithuba lokufunda kusetshenziswa i-internet. Sikhangela udaba lolu, ubona ngani i-e-learning ilakho ukusebenza na elizweni?
I-e-learning ngumbono omuhle kakhulu, kodwa iba ngumbono omuhle nxa yonke into okumele ithola imeli isetshenziswe nxa itholakala. Kunje ngeke sithi izasebenza emaphandleni ngoba imuli eziningi emaphandleni azilamagetsi, akula ngitsho le computer ekhaya kumbe amafoni lawa lezinsuku. Noma kungumbono omuhle sibili, kodwa abantwana basemaphandleni bengasalela emuva kakhulu.
Siyezwa ingcwethi ezikumsebenzi etshiyeneyo bekhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi aqale ukusebenzisa ama-TV kanye lama-radio stations ekufundisweni kwabantwana besikolo. Ukubona njani lokho?
Ukusetshenziswa kwama-TV lama-radio ekufundiseni abantwana kungasebenza, kodwa lakho kuphinde kube lalapho kungasoze kube ngumbono omuhle, ngoba abantwana isibo bonke abawatholayo emakhaya, isibo bonke abalama radio, isibo bonke abalama TV. Nxa sikhuluma abantwana base town ye kuyavuma, ngoba e town ngathi phose yonke imuli ile TV kumbi radio ekhaya.
All right, you just heard there from Melissa Chingwanangwana, wenhlanganiso Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Muhurukuru muzvare Chingwanangwana vanga chinyatsotsanangura maondro avo semurairidzi kuti ivo sevarairidzi vari kusangana nezvinhu zvakadii, uyezve vana vechikoro vadzidzi navo vari kusangana nezvinhu zvakadii panguva iyo nyika iri pakati pechirongwa chelockdown. I'm sure for those that do not know, zvikoro zvakavharwa pari zvino nepamusana pechirwere ichi checoronavirus. This is now affecting the education sector. A lot of students are now feeling anxious nekuti havasi kuziva kuti ramangwana redzidzo dzavo rakamira sei up until the lockdown or government say something. Now a lot of things have gone by. A lot of schools madoroba umo vakatotanga kushandisa e-learning as a means to ensure that some students don't lag behind. Zvare Chingwanangwana vanoti aiwa iroro danho idanho rakanaka zvechokwadi, vanoombera maoko. Asi the problem iripo ne-e-learning nemaondro avo ndeyekuti vana vechikoro vavo vanogara kumaruwa, or in some areas whereby they're not as privileged, avaswelayo ngesindebele ndivo vachange vachisarira kumashure nekuti ivo they will encounter so many difficulties and some of them might not even be able to access e-learning tools. Saka ndivo zvachitaurwa namuzvare Melissa Chingwanangwana. Now let's head over to another to a student. She is the president of the University of Zimbabwe SRC, Muzvare Abiona Mataranyika, who basically breaks this down for us. Kuti students abafundi bona, what are they currently going through during this time? And we also, of course, touch on the issue of e-learning from a student's perspective. Let's hear what Abiona had to say.
Inotoratidza kufambirana nenguva, asi heunomubvunzo ndeyekuti senyika ino tavakukwanisa here kunge tichidzidza kuburikidza nekushandiswa kwemishina yaiko zvino, tichitarisa zvinhu zvakatitenderedza uye munguva yatiri senyika.
Tiudzeiwo zvizere pamusoro pezvematambudziko amuri kutarisana nawo sevadzidzi panguva iyo nyika iri kurwisana nechirwere checoronavirus.
Matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo sevadzidzi ndezvekuti zvikoro zvambomirwa, zvichireva izvo kuti zvavhiringidza vaya vakangatomugore rekupedzisira, vakanga vakutoti vakuda kutopedza zvechikoro vachizonge vachigraduate mumazuva anotevera. Uyezve zvavhiringidza izvo avo vakangoda kutangawo chikoro, vatinoti iwo mafirst years, akanga akuda kuuya, zvichireva izvo vachazonge vava kutouya pamberi apa, zvichireva kuti gore ravo raifanira kunge kutanga kudzidza ranonotswa uye radzoserwa kumashure, vava kutozononoka kutanga chikoro. COVID yaita kuti vana vechikoro vazonge vava kuenda kue-learning.
Nemaondero enyu, mungati sevadzidzi makagadzirira kushandisa dandemutande mudzidzo dzenyu here?
Sevadzidzi ndinoti hatina kunge takagadzirira kushandisa dandemutande mudzidzo dzedu, nekuti chekutanga havasi vese vanayo mishina iyi inoita kuti vakwanise kuita dzidzo idzi. Chechipiri, masaisai anonetsa nekuti kune vamwe vanogara kunzvimbo dziri kunze kwedhorobha saka vanogona vachinetsekana nekuwana masaisai ekuti vanokwanisa kutsvagawo zvavanenge vachitsvaga paindaneti chechitatu data rinogona kuvanetsa nekuti rava kuti dhurei zvakare
pane zvingaitwa kugadzirisa nyaya iyi here
sekuona kwangu ndinofungidzira kuti panyaya iyi hurumende inogona kutaura naivo vanoona nezvemasaisai kuti vagone kuva chipo vana vechikoro data uyezve vanokwanisa kutiwo vaone kuti ndevapi vana vasina makombiyuta vogona kuti vangavabatsira sei izvo zvinogona kutora nguva yakareba asi zvinhu zvakatikoshera kunge zvinge zvichiitwa nekuti hatingaite kuti vamwe vana vechikoro vagosarira kumashure nekuti dzidzo ikodzero yomunhu wese.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Mozare Abiona Mataranyika, president of the University of Zimbabwe's SRRC Student Representative Council. Unkosazana Abiona Mataranyika lapha ubechasisa ngempela esithi bona njengabafundi babhekane lo dubo ngempela ba they are facing serious troubles ngenxa yokuthi hey indaba le e-learning ngempela bathi ha njengabafundi kunti bayakuthakazelela they embracing the notion of e-learning kodwa uthi njengalokho kusanda ukushiwa ngumelisa Chingwanangwana laba baswelayo the less fortunate are people who are unfortunately going to be left behind ilizwe lingathatha istance eyokuthi sebefuna ukusebenzisa e-learning as a means of education during this time ilizwe lokuhlelo lwe-lockdown so Mozare Mataranyika uyachasisa ngempela uyaqhubekela phambili esithi balesicelo bona njengabafundi they are asking uhulumende ukuthi abasize uthi bona uhulumende kumele akhulumisane phela lama communication companies lawa abo iConnect abo Net1 labo Telcel ukuthi phela bayehlise ama price abo abe afford data so that abafundi labo they can afford to be able to access ama learning tools ngenxa yokuthi uthintile ngempela udaba lokuthi a data has become very 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 expensive elizweni but we're going to be talking more with our IT expert uThando Gwinjuza bengena la ukuhlelo she's going to be touching on all these things ukuthi yebo ngempela I data yabiza imali eningi but are there no other alternatives that will allow abafundi ukuthi bona bathole phela ithuba lokufunda besebenzisa imichina yakulezi insuku Saka ndizvo zvachitaurwa naMozare Abiona Mataranyika. Mure Zimbabwe makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. If you're tuned in right now, tine urombo nekuti hatikwanisa kukupai chirongwa chedu semazuva ose whereby you can call in mochudzawo maonrenyu silusizi ngempela zilukandaba kodwa lilakho ukusitshela phela umbono wenu ukusithumezela umlayezelo kuwhatsapp kunombolo ethi +12024650318 nokwanisa kuthinyora maonrenyu pa number dzinoti +12024650318 pa WhatsApp mochudzauka nemaonrenyu chirwere ichi checoronavirus has it disrupted education sector yekuZimbabwe uyezve tinonzwa vanhu vazhinji vachitaura nezve e-learning mungati idanho rinoshanda here munyika yakafanana neZimbabwe makatirira chirongwa chedu chero chidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove Just Signal in partnership with Roots Africa. Manzwaka zvirikutaurwa naSigi, hanzi gezai maoko. 20 seconds or more muchishandisa mvura nesipo. 2019 is the number to text nekufonera kana muri muZimbabwe muchida kunzwisisa kana kuda kuwana ruzivo ruzhinji pamusoro pezvo chirwere ichi checoronavirus. So earlier on muri Zimbabwe takuridzirai hurukuru yatakaita namuzvare abiona mataranyika a president of the UZSRC Student Representative Council, tikakuridzirai zvekare interview yatakaita na Melissa Chingwanangwana, who is an educator pansi kwenhlanganiso Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Bonke bobabili, they highlight the issues that students and teachers are facing when we're talking about a fight, coronavirus. How is COVID-19 affecting the Zimbabwean education sector? Umelisa Chingwanangwana highlights the city when Anjenga Babali, you see, they embrace the notion of e-learning as an alternative to ensure that, you know, students don't lag behind. She feels as though this is something that Zimbabwe should have been doing anyway for a long time. We also touched on the alternatives, the issue of e-learning is not a problem just for Zimbabwe. It's also a problem in other countries all over the world. Data seems to be something that in some places people feel is only necessary for the privileged. So only the privileged have access to it. Zimbabwe is amongst those countries. I know other countries such as South Africa also encounter the same issue whereby data prices are way too expensive. So I asked Melissa about the alternatives that some countries are taking, whereby they're now utilizing TV and radio stations in order to, you know, broadcast these lessons to ensure that at least can also now access to data. You can go back to the TV can I read you Melissa says, you know what, it's a beautiful thing, but the same issue applies to abantu abaphila emaphandleni. Uthi ngokubona kwakhe abantu abaphila emaphandleni, there are some areas in Zimbabwe whereby kana masayisayi hachosvike. So she's saying that even if you use radio and TV, there's some places in Zimbabwe whereby the problem of ugesi is still ongoing, and there's some places in Zimbabwe whereby the problem of network connectivity or even trying to tune into radio, some places do not access those radio options. She's saying that that might be an issue. So I'm doing it tonight in Nassim Chirongwa, 2020+1202-465-0318 is the number to text us on WhatsApp. Now let's move over to another interview that I did Nkosazana Thando Gwinji. Earlier on I mentioned Uguti, we speak to people in different walks of life that can speak to how umkhuhlane we coronavirus is affecting Zimbabwean education sector. Uthando Gwinji is an IT specialist. Now seeing as though one thing that people seem to be moving for, or the main alternative that people are putting on the table, is e-learning, I decided to reach out to an IT expert, Uthando Gwinji, who's asking how feasible is e-learning in a country like Zimbabwe. Let's head over to the interview I did, Uthando Gwinji, over Skype over the weekend.
It's something that's practical, but currently at the moment, I feel like we are not ready as Zimbabwe to actually go into e-learning, considering the situation excessively severe. Number one, I think into a corner, infrastructure yetu isemuva kakhulu ukuthi singaqasa ukuxoxa ngendaba ze e-learning, e-connectivity, including ama skill sets as well. Sisesolumango kakhulu ukuthi singaqalisa ukuthi sithi siyakhuluma nge e-learning. If I'm talking about AMA skill sets, kule project esiyenzayo le Youth for Innovation, e-Technovation Challenge, and siya sasebenza lezikolo eziningi. Ekusebenzeni lezikolo eziningi, ubuqalisa eku-explaina ku-headmaster ukuthi it's important ukuthi amankazana abekwazi ukwenza ama-mobile applications. U-explaine lokuthi mobile application yona ngokwayo ivele ikuyini. So bekungumango kakhulu ukuthi kuma skill sets even ama school heads ethu aka embrace ukuthi kahle technology vele ikuyini. Isikolo kuqhakathekile ukuthi sibe ne website yini. Izinto ezinjalo yi conversation esesekuyo khathesi eZimbabwe before we even start talking about learning online. And ama curriculum developers law ababhala ama novel esindebeleni kumba wesishona ungaqhasi kwadinga online khathesi yakwanisa ukuwaswela. kulalawana ama set book. But yeah, ukuze siqalise ukuxoxa ngenyenye esingathi e-learning, I think we really need to emphasize on ama skill sets khona pan. Sikhangele lawo ama teachers angkhona ukuthi ala ama skills van. Khangela la ngama salary ama teacher abelawo khathesi. Most of them can't afford a decent gadget, a decent laptop, a decent phone. And I think ama schools, as they are really not in a state where they can be providing this for ama teachers. Ngathi abantwana lo babefunda khathesi bebeswela ama gadgets are enough ukuthi baqalise ukuthi bafunde wona ama computers ngokwawo. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, kusese lo mango. And this is the situation not just a primary and secondary school level, but in some universities that we have as well, who embrace the technology, so it's going to be really difficult.
Now, before we step into the numbers and the figures of how feasible it is, let's look at okwenzakalayo emaphandleni. We've spoken to ababalisi who are in rural sectors, and eningi labo seem to also be having difficulty grasping with the idea of using the internet as an education tool. Ngenxa yokuthi eningi labo bayasho ukuthi ungangena esikoleni, there's not even ama computer. You touched on the issue of infrastructure. Then they also touched on the issue of data expenses and so forth. How do we go about bridging the gap between these two worlds to ensure, if they do end up implementing e-learning as an alternative, abantu abasemaphandleni are not left out?
Yeah, it's highly likely that most of them are really going to struggle catching up, because emaphandleni bekuwesi kakhulu when it comes to, like, even access, like, connectivity or nangokwayo. So if we are to start implementing e-learning and be serious about leaving no one behind, it will then mean ukuthi the network providers need to work hand in hand with all the other stakeholders that need to come to the table to discuss indaba e-learning, because a lot is going to be required beforehand. And in whatever we are doing, we have to be strategic and unapologetic about the strategies that we take. Ukuthi nxa kuthiwa sokuqaliswa ukusebenza around giving people skill sets ahead of this, and we then really say as a nation ukuthi we are going to start this by targeting ama rural areas wonke. Mm-hmm. Other than that, they are really going to be left out, because bekusese khatshana kakhulu kibo, and in ama rural areas amaningi lokhu besagade ezihlahleni lentabeni ukuthi umuntu ayenze a simple phone call. So which means it might really be necessary for ama network providers to ukuthi ahambe phambili and ensure ukuthi kune connectivity like in all corners of the country. Yeah.
Mm. Now, Tando, I was let's now delve into the numbers part of it. I was looking at a report that was issued by IPOTRAS, where they were talking about the internet connectivity, mobile subscriptions and so forth. In their last report that they issued last year, in 2019, they were actually reporting ukuthi the internet penetration has increased in the country. They were reporting ukuthi the mobile subscriptions have increased in the country. Percentages, they were saying that mobile subscriptions have increased to 88.2%, which is 12.9 million people. And internet penetration has increased to 8,577,936, which is 58.9%. Now, if these reports are saying that the penetration itself within the country is increasing, why is all this such a big deal? Why is it? Because it shows which abantu are already embracing ama ICTs.
I think it's more to do with what people are doing with that ICT. And I think by mentioning the increase in internet connectivity, the penetration, and WhatsApp. Of course, everyone in Zimbabwe is on WhatsApp. So if you are going to calculate that, then it means we really do have that penetration in LA. And everyone has a mobile gadget. Mm-hmm. And gulama gadget lawa abebuya maningi awe fake from China. that can't even connect to a proper website, but abantu bebathenga because they want to download that WhatsApp that they can be using. These are not gadgets that can store a PDF ebhuku umntwana angalibala esikolweni. So yeah, it's something to look deep ukuthi iquality a data abantu abayisebenzisayo or abayiaccessayo yiphi yangkhona. I'll make reference to a recent study engengathi ukuyibala. The study was saying ukuthi even if kule internet penetration especially emakhaya, but what people use that for, it's mostly socializing and just being in touch with ama relatives. Most of those who are abroad, ungakhanyela areas especially around Matabeleland, ukuthi wonke umuntu le relative eseGoli and you want to send that person a voice note about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So a study has been done and it has showed that ukuthi abantu abaningi just use the internet for social purposes. But when it comes to now turning the internet from those social purposes to educational or even professional, it's then another issue altogether. Because mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of companies and organizations, particularly during this COVID-19 era, they are really struggling to actually get their work online, to start engaging with communities online. Mm-hmm. Because number one, data is expensive and that mindset was still not around using that space for productivity. I think which is something that needs to be looked at so that there can be some change when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, once again, the internet penetration itself, you've also touched mm-hmm. on the quality of it, but however, it still has increased. We saw Abantu were complaining about the data prices. Econet recently hiked theirs. But there's still two other alternatives, Etel One and Telecel. Why are people not exploring these alternatives? I was seeing on the report issued by Portrise once again that the subscriptions somehow are actually increasing on the other two, but people still seem to be leaning towards Econet. Why not explore the other two?
It's also to do with the quality of the network. You can't do a proper... it can be a video WhatsApp call on the other networks. So the other networks are there. They are providing cheaper alternatives, but as we know, cheap is expensive because it will take you forever to try to log into that particular site and you discover that you're losing a lot of time in the process. So yeah, indaba ye data, and I think we have to try and regulate the data, lama prices of data, the quality of data that people get. And if kids are to start learning, lama, they would need this internet to be of good quality. I've worked with schools with the Technovation, as I said earlier, and some of them have failed to complete making a mobile application because data yabo iyabisiphelile. Find out ukuthi the cheapest package that schools could afford just before shutdown, it would last them just about a week, and it wouldn't have been enough for them to comprehend the whole curriculum and do everything that is required within that before that internet subscription expires. So yeah, I think the service providers have a lot of work to do, more than anyone else, when it comes to making this e-learning thing a success.
Mm-hmm. Tando Sigesa Kuruma Labafundi, who are in tertiary schools and colleges, of course. And Bonabaya Kala City, of course, the data bundles are too expensive. However, they also were suggesting alternatives where they were saying Uti Bonababonangani Uti maybe Bagatulukulumende and Uhulumende now speaks to a company like Abo Ikone, Telecel and so forth, for them to come up with maybe a special bundle whereby they can use their WhatsApp bundles and so forth. Ukuthi bathole labo ithuba lokufunda besebenzisa e-learning. Babona ngani lokhu kungaba ngcono. How practical is that? Is that something that abantu can explore?
Kathese, I'm considering ukuthi i-parliament yethu is in recess, but ama parliamentarians etu have not been meeting online to see if they can be doing anything about this crisis that we are facing. Baza buya later on sebesithi ifund liyana daliyana kanti kuhambe njani. Labo i-government yethu i-parliament yethu ayika embrace ukusebenzisa i-technology lokusebenzisa these online spaces to meet and everything. So I think that in mindset kumele iqale ijintshe khona phana at that level. Because if it doesn't change at that level and we start embracing the technology at that level, then it means ukuthi lama deal abazawenza with service providers azaba ngama business deals instead of them looking into ama social issues and actually feeding back into ama students and the rest of the communities. But there is need to be starting that conversations and that conversation, and if people can start lobbying and organizing themselves to say something around e-government, meeting with ama service providers to regulate ama data prices and be giving ama packages for tertiary students, primary or secondary students, then it would work. Mm-hmm. Because even before this whole crisis, ama schools really had nothing, they had nothing dedicated. They didn't have money dedicated to them being online. So I think within that, ukuthi loba kubudgetelwa ama exams and everything, there was no money set aside for them to be connected. Mm-hmm. So I think as much as people and the students are also lobbying, I think it's also time for ama school heads to also come together and actually think about that kind of money being set aside for them to be connected, for them to also be talking to their teachers and exchanging skills and sharing our ideas on how to move on with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if we take a look at what's happening in other nations, Bona, they're now starting to use maybe a radio, their radio stations and their TV stations as alternatives. The issue of internet connectivity is not exclusive to Zimbabwe. How feasible is it for Tina Njengelizwe to try use these outlets that we already have set up as a tool to enhance the education system?
All right. It's at this point where we realize ukuthi we should have taken issue ye licensing of community radio stations seriously. Because licensing yama community radio stations has been a very cumbersome, and it has meant ukuthi as Zimbabwe we have but a few radio stations that we can use. We only have one television station, unfortunately. But ungakhanyela like even ama neighbors to South Africa konapa, they've had the channel SABC Education for quite some time. And they've been using that SABC Education channel to reach out to our students. And our students, there was, I'll go watch TV later on. I'll get this information there. So, yeah, I think TV and radio can be used. But considering the curriculum is like, we might not have that 30 minutes that we get on radio might not be enough to cover it all. So I think there might be need to loosen ama regulations on licensing ama community radio stations or community TV stations, so that a school can have its own radio station and TV station and broadcast to its own students. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that can be explored.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we go back to the issue of e-learning itself, you talked about how important it is to equip ababalisi. Yes. Even uhulumende and abotelesel bangathi nayi that is corner ababalisi labo kumele babekwazi ukuthi how do they now implement and use these things. What do teachers need to start getting into in such instances?
Teachers need to start researching, because there is a lot when it comes to e-learning. There is a lot that comes to, because you might think a student is learning with you, but maybe bangene online basuka bahamba but chi computer yabo I online. So teachers need to start researching ukuthi what makes e-learning effective. How can we then translate what we already have into the online space? Because ungakhanyela ama I'll give an instance. Ama novel awesiNdebeleni abalwayo. It would be nice if ama teachers make ama short animation videos, narrator those novels awesiNdebeleni. It will keep students interested and it will help teachers to keep their classes there and make sure what the students are really learning. So I think the teachers really need to go back to the drawing board, bekhanye le curriculum and bekhanye le lamanye ama skill sets that they are likely to need. And then if we have those lists and start talking to people ukuthi these are the skill sets that we need for these particular purposes in the curriculum, then it will work. But it's a lot of work, and it being a lot of work, it means ukuthi kumele uqalise khathesi. And the teachers need to be researching as soon as yesterday, and they need to start engaging the people that they think ukuthi bengabanika ama skills lawo ehlukene and kusetshenzwe kanjalo. I think this is an opportunity kakhulu for ama IT students a graduated recently abengakatholi imisebenzi. This is a very good opportunity for them to be engaging with our teachers, start having our conversations, our brainstorming sessions, and try to make sure what we are equipped if we are to start this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Thando, it's time to say to you, it's Leon Mangoi, so could you just give us your last sentiments, and then we wrap up the conversation.
Yeah, in parting, I think I would say we are living in interesting times. And in these interesting times, instead of us being gloomy about them, I think it's time to start seeing the opportunities that come with them. As Africa, as Zimbabwe, we see same over kakhulu when it comes to the fourth industrial revolution. And someone was actually saying, "Sasinyekho nye first, le second, le third industrial revolution. Why should we be in this one?" But I think this is a very good time to be in the fourth industrial revolution, because we are faced with a crisis where we need to keep safe even beyond our cases that are being reported. Our COVID-19, we still need to keep safe. And after the crisis itself, it's good to keep on learning in the online spaces. So let's keep learning and let's keep safe.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Unkosazana Thando Gwinji, our IT expert. We are Semenza Ulilunga Elenhlanganiso Ele Youth for Innovation Trust Ogobulawayo. She's also a member of the Tech Women Zimbabwe Ogobulawayo. Gontutuzea Tunga. Sarandio, Yatinayo Nasimchirongwa Moria Zimbabwe Chukurukura. Neve Chitiki, Kutitinya Sonzisi Saka, Kutichirwere Che Coronavirus. How is it affecting Zimbabwe's education sector? Manzwa kakufa kune nyanzwi inoongora nyaya ze kushandiswa kwe michishina yechi zino nechirungu tunomuti IT expert angachinyato tsanangura achiti maondro ake hongu danu iri idanu raganaka asi ringati netsei kuZimbabwe. There's a lot of things that need to be done before we can now embrace as a nation and start using it in full force. Tavabfunza kakuti, ora titsana ngureu kakuti, zizu nofana kuitwa, Thando Vat, okay, ana Econet, Nena, Telecel, and others need to figure out how they can work alongside the students and the teachers to ensure that everybody can be able to A, afford data prices, and B, be in a zone whereby they can access a good network to ensure that they can use the internet properly. Saratu Zeoka, Maundrenu, +12024650318 is the number to text on WhatsApp. Silusi Zizuluganda Batino Urombo Mure Zimbabwe at Kwanisa Kupa Chirongwaichi, Semazwa Ose Apumno Kwanisa Pindam Chirongwa, Muchiti Fuanera. Why? Because we're working from home due to COVID-19. Zusine, Tripanu Pachirongwa Chenduchevich, Niki, Ushelo The Connection. Lilami, Umaik Hove.
Zikupa ndapo kama nguma wiza amekuwa idu artist aka Mr. Nkulumi sikiwa nge veneki. Guys, COVID-19 abaibiza nge corona inte kona pambili nge social distancing askeze ni zanja. Always stay safe, stay home. Last number.
Easy, 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 machita, easy. Nangu mawiza uti easy machita easy. Kezani izandla kezai mauko kezai mauko. Se shambu tauroka na tira rira na just signal. Party 20 seconds and more. Linga kushu pela Zuluganjaba 2019 is the number. Call or text. If you're looking to learn more information on COVID-19, nga use Zimbabwe. Sara, Nasim Chirongo, we're focusing on the issue of on the education sector. Kuzimbabwe uko tambo wana mukana weku kurukura neva zizi tika taura neva rairizi tika taura o nenya anji zino ongora nya michina yeti zino zino yatino technology kana oti ma online utensils saka taona oka takawa na mukana kukurukura nechi zwara che Zimbabwe a young Zimbabwean who's based here in Washington DC usandu kiba izifundo za Nale at Howard University. We had an opportunity of catching up with a young Zimbabwean who just wrapped up his education. He graduated. Sumo cum laude, Mure Zimbabwe. Sumo cum laude at Howard University Business School. We had an opportunity, Mure Zimbabwe, to catch up with Johnson Mshanga. And we also talk about how, of course, COVID-19 has affected his studies. Johnson briefs me by telling me that he had to do his last 7 credits online, and it's a completely different experience. We also touch on, based on how what he had to go through, how feasible would e-learning be in Zimbabwe. Let's head over to the interview that I had with Johnson Mshanga so that he can tell you more.
Basically, is utilizing the computer or the technology that you have to learn, basically. So not going to physical classes, not actually seeing the professor in person, but having to learn the material through a computer, pretty much.
Between e-learning and actually studying in the classroom?
I think there is a difference, Michana, because like when you go to a class, you can actually physically see the professor. You can ask questions much easier. You can lift your hand. The way to communicate is much simpler. But, you know, on the e-learning platform, you don't have the same type of routine. You have to just get out of bed and get onto the computer. Whereas with the actual going into class, you have a whole routine. You wake up, you shower, you get dressed. You go to class, you communicate with people along the way. You communicate with people when you're in class, and you communicate with people after class. So different to you don't have that community is very big. And it makes a big difference in being able to actually be motivated to do these online classes.
Tombo tarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Tichitarisa vadzidzi vazhinji havana kana maresources acho ekuti votanga papi pazvinonzi e-learning. Tinonzi vamwe vanochema nenyaya yedata, vamwe kumaruwa anototi havana kana network yacho. Tichitarisa nyaya yekuti maresources hapo, nemaondoro ungati e-learning inoshanda here munyika yakafanana neZimbabwe?
Munyika inenge Zimbabwe zvingati netsei mbichana, because infrastructure yatinayo haikwanise kutombo facilitate kuti vanhu vakwanise kudzidza online. So inini for me zvangu, I think we need to focus more pamakambani. Makambani anofana kuita, you know, some sort of allowance for our education to continue in Zimbabwe. So for example, a company like Econet, you know, gonna loosen up the data restrictions or have some sort of program yekuti vanopinda mu community veito kuisa ma booster manyowan kana kuti kuisa some sort of, you know, infrastructure inobatsira vanhu kuti vaende online for them to be able to access. Ndachitotaura nemumwe munhu kuZimbabwe the other day who was in my family akudzidza kukati, angachitoti, you know, they have to now convert kuenda online as well, and they have to now find ways to be able to get assignments to them, and professors have to find ways to teach them. He said the biggest platform that they can utilize right now, because my students have talked about Havana Wi-Fi, Havana Internet, Havana Chichichi, the biggest platform that they can use right now is WhatsApp. So like, Havana pins on WhatsApp group, teach anongo kind of assignments, imomo, teach my students, you have to participate in WhatsApp group, otherwise you're not counted as present in that class.
Now, which is another interesting point, and I was actually about to head there. Yeah, you can say WhatsApp. Is that even an appropriate platform? Could it sound in the Mount Rago?
I think, you know, necessity breeds innovation. At this point in time, it may not be the best platform, but Akuna chimwe. There's nothing else that vangashandise kuti, you know, things for things kuti zviite. So I think for now, I think that's the best way forward. And I think it's actually moving in a positive direction because vanhu vari kuita what they need to do at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Now, tichitarisa once again, zviri kuitika mumaruwa, and I like referring to maruwa nokuti vanhu vazhinji munyika, generally the population vari kumaruwa muZimbabwe, more than 60%. Navo vari kutaura, we've heard of varairidzi who are also using mediums like platform like WhatsApp kudzidzisa vana vechikoro. However, this is not something that is widely received. Not everybody has access to it. Yeah. What could be done to ensure kuti, you know, there's no difference in terms of the standards of education that vanhu vanogara mumadhorobha like Harare and vanogara mumaruwa are receiving, especially now that vanogara mumadhorobha have a higher possibility of accessing e-studies?
I mean, it makes it difficult, man. I mean, I don't think I can have one simple solution to this because this is deeply rooted within the infrastructure of Zimbabwe already, right? So the fact that there's that wealth gap, the fact that, you know, there are people at Udoroba who have access, and the fact that there's people who are reserve vacina, there's not much that one can do to change that in one day. This is something that has to be a gradual and very targeted change. It has to be something that is in the minds of the people. It has to be a united front where people are willing to all come together, to band together, to focus on the education of the people at hand. I mean, this is something we talk about a lot. We say Zimbabweans are some of the most literate people in the world. But like, if you look at that, the level of education that people are now starting to receive at this day and age is not on par with where we started back in the times where we first became independent.
So now let's talk a little more about your experiences. You highlighted that you had to do at least 7 credits online, which is a little different in terms of experiences. If you were back in Zimbabwe, do you think you'd be in the position where you are today?
If I was back in Zimbabwe, would I be able to...
Would you have been as successful as you are today, I guess?
I feel like to a certain extent, yes, because my motivation behind achieving the things I want to achieve remains the same. I think I still want to be in a position in which I can influence some sort of change, which in whichever sector that I am passionate about. And I feel like even if I was in Zimbabwe, I would still tackle, you know, my classes, my school, my institution with the same sort of aggression as I did over here.
So now, I'm sure kune vechidiki vazhinji vari kuteerera interview attribute izvozvi. And they're also in a situation where avasitoziva kutangira papi. Because what I find e-learning, they have no idea of what I tutanga papi chodi. What words of advice would you give them?
I think at this point in time, the best that we can do, the best shatingaite isusu senyika izvozvi, is just find ways in which tingabatsirane, you know. Kana une neighbor ane some sort of access to WhatsApp or some sort of access kune whatever platform iri kushandiswa nechikoro chenyu, you know, communicate, taurai nevanhu, make sure that you're able to talk to people. But at the same time, that becomes difficult because of nyaya social distancing. So it's really hard kuti uite a specific solution or give someone advice, but issue ya usingatomboziwe wega. Like, how can you advise someone but chausina experience in chausatwa mbono semunu? So I think inini for what I would do zvangu is just try and find a way to get access. I think it's very difficult in a country like Zimbabwe because there's so many systems that are in place that make it difficult for someone. Like, if for example, kuno ku America unogona enda no wana phone on credit. In Zimbabwe, for you to go and get a phone on credit, ajiti, ashande, it's very difficult. Where's wakushanda ne Econet? Econet charge $5 for 10 megabytes. It becomes very much a difficult thing. So I think as a word of encouragement, as a word of advice, be innovative. Sit down, think about it, take your time. I know it's tough. I know you think that all the odds are stacked against you, but in that moment of pressure, in that moment of no motivation or whatever, that feeling that you're feeling, uno wana my ideas.
We see that the issue of internet access is not just, you know, prevalent in Zimbabwe. It's all over Africa. Mm-hmm. However, some African countries during this time have tried to adapt to the times. They're starting to use TV and radio as a means towards, allowing especially primary high school students to attain an education. Do you think that this is something that Zimbabwe should consider?
I think it's definitely something that can be, you know, thought about and brainstormed on. But it also becomes difficult because, like you were saying, when you have server, I'm not gonna access to my gets. In places where I even read an article recently, Nasi, because people went into a transformer, broke it just to steal the copper wire. We can get solar to be able to connect. Kanaka solar kadiki just to be able to connect to your radio or to be able to connect to a small television. Phone, you know, something like that would help people could access the channel.
Johnson Mhlanga, summa cum laude, a graduate, a business school at Howard University. Angachinyatso Tauraoka, maundrake, pamsoro pezviri kuitika munyika when we're talking about how COVID-19 is affecting the nation. Muri eZimbabwe tave kusvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi kodwa singakagqibi uhlelo ngike ngalithembisa phela ukuthi we're going to be showing you ukuthi kahle kahle kwamanye amazwe kune dzimwe nyika how are they handling umkhuhlane wecoronavirus. So now let's head over to a report that was done by our VOA reporter Marisa de Klerk ngale kwele South Africa.
COVID-19 has changed many things in South Africa. Here in the Greater Tzaneen municipality of South Africa's northern Limpopo province, the mayor's voice comes from a drone in the sky warning about the potentially vital virus. With only 3 hospitals in the entire district, extensive coronavirus prevention efforts are needed, says Mayor Maripi Mangena.
We are able to access our people. A drone, when it flies, when it hovers, above the communities, it fascinates, it intrigues people. People want to listen, people want to hear. What is the message that is being sent?
A licensed drone service provider is carrying out the messaging at potential coronavirus hotspots under the direction of the South African police and with the guidance of the municipality's COVID-19 committee. The Greater Tzaneen municipality was originally the only jurisdiction willing to use drones from Tiizo Aviation Services, says company managing director Jack Shiluwana.
They've got the perception that we're talking about a whole lot of money that you spend in this exercise, and others would probably ask to say, but why don't you provide water? And it is that balancing act, you know, in terms of how much drone technology costs you, but the value that you derive from an exercise such as this one.
Drones are well suited for this purpose in rural areas, especially in Africa, because they provide more value for the money spent, says the head of South Africa's Federation of Unmanned Aircraft Systems, Sam Twala.
In Africa, that's where drones are able to find better use compared to even other areas in the world or other countries in the world, simply because of that particular challenge that we might have. And when it comes to things like your cost, that's where actually drones add much more value, because drones offer that advantage where you can tactically, you know, place your people.
It seems that the spreading of the message about COVID-19 prevention has helped in the Tzaneen region, says a local journalist.
I believe it helped. And I believe that without the drones broadcasting these messages to the people in the far-off areas, they wouldn't have known.
So far, just one case of coronavirus infection has been reported in the Greater Tzaneen municipality. Marisa de Klerk for VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
That was our VOA correspondent, Marisa de Klerk, ngale kwele South Africa. Ubechazisa ngempela ukuthi ivo senyika vari kushandisa seiko michina yechizvino zvino mukurwisa dambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Sesvikile phela emaphetsoleni ohlelo namuhla muri eZimbabwe. Nhasi muchongwa tanga tichibata nyaya yezve chirwere checoronavirus. We're focusing on how COVID-19 is affecting Zimbabwe's education sector. Vane nekwanamhla mutsvakazo muhle muri eZimbabwe. Vanoda kurukura neni, munokwanisa kutibata paTwitter nepaInstagram @BigMike3BigMyke3. Aiwa, muri eZimbabwe chinobhururuka chinomhara, tosangana. Ghana, same time, same place next week. Pano Panepen Ure Studio 7. And Okwenika Inemfaro. Ndidwe Nyumai Kwole. Mwere Zimbabwe. Mtaka Zomote. Bye-bye.